Join us now for the Chapel Hour, coming to you from the campus of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, we present a special praise service featuring testimonies of answered prayer.
Well, it's been a very interesting day of prayer so far, and I hope it continues. I was thinking this morning as we entered into this day of prayer, exactly what it means for us to be able to communicate daily with the God that created us. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6 tells us, "Those that cometh to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him." Anytime we go to prayer, we've got to realize the fact of God. There is a God out there. There is a God that hears us. There is a God that cares for us. And secondly, it requires faith in that God. We must believe that He is God. He's our Creator. He's omnipotent. He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. Our prayer must focus on God, who He is and what He does. And then that prayer that's done in God's will, by one that has full faith in God, produces favor with God. Because the Scripture says that He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. You know, that's a biblical promise. The Bible tells us very clearly that God will provide rewards to those that seek Him sincerely and reach out for Him. One of the most exciting parts of this day of prayer are the testimonies that we have of prayers answered. God answers all of our prayers with a yes or a no, and sometimes a wait. But every prayer is answered, yet it thrills the heart of a Christian to hear the testimonies of answered prayer. And that's what we're going to have here for you today. Mr. Coleman's going to come in a few minutes and lead us in a couple of songs. And then we're going to have some testimonies from Lynn Lee, an Academy senior from Vietnam, from Mrs. Carol Nall, a staff member at the BJU Press business office. And then we're going to have a couple of more songs, and then a testimony from Ashley Hale, a senior from Charleston, West Virginia, and then Melinda Frazier, a senior from Northville, New York. So you give Mr. Coleman your attention now as he comes to lead us.
192, Fanny Crosby's text, praise Him, He's our blessed Redeemer. Let's sing cheerfully with praise and not let it drag. Let's stand to sing first and last. Stand. 192, first and last.
This is the first time in my life I ever feel nervous of talking. But I'm so thankful because God gave me a chance to be here and to share what He has done in my life. And my name is Lin Lee. I'm an academy senior. I'm from Vietnam. I grew up in a Buddhist family and surrounded by a Buddhist friend, and I didn't know anything about God. Unlike America, we don't have churches around our area. And the government controls the newspaper and magazine, so we don't never have chance to hear or read about the gospel. But everything changed when I decided to come to America for 1 year. Yeah. I just want to run out from pressure. I was so tired of studying 10 hours a day and 7 days a week and even in Sunday. So I applied for an exchange student program. The organization threw me an American family in Greenwood, South Carolina, for me to live with. I didn't care anything about their religion at all, but I just thought about how much fun I would have in America, because going to the United States is my dream since I was a little girl. And now I have a chance to make it come true. For the first 3 months, I didn't even know that my host family were Christian. I thought they were Catholic, even though I went to church with them 3 times a week and in Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday. My English was so terrible, so I couldn't understand the pastor priest at all. But more than just that, I didn't have a heart to listen. I even thought Christian was really weird, and God is like, figment of man's imagination. But the more I hang out with Christians, the more I realize there's something different between them and me. They have joy, happiness, but I didn't. And so I just try to talk to Christians to catch their mistake, but I lost. I start reading the Bible and listening to churches, you know, to encourage myself that I will write. But their testimony just showed me that God was real. And the first time in my life, I want to be real, just like Christian, and I want to have God as my Savior. And I went to my pastor, asked him to pray with me, because I didn't know how to pray. And my heart was softened the first time in my life. I was born again. And that time went so fast, I had to return to my country because my exchange student year was over. I was both excited and nervous at the same time, because I didn't know what my parents would, you know, respond when they found out that I was Christian. And it turned out exactly what I had thought. They let me keep my Bible, but didn't let me go to church. And before I received Christ as my Savior, staying at home has been no big deal for me, even though I had to repeat one year again. But now choosing staying home equals being far away from God. So the only way I could learn about the Word of God is come back to America or go to another Christian country. But my parents couldn't afford to let me to go to the private boarding school because all the school I found was so expensive. I was tired of searching school, and I thought about quitting. Standing in the crossroad, I don't know what to do at all. But I just think about one of my favorite verses in the Bible is Romans 8:28, and I decided to try again, and that will be it. I'm not gonna waste my time on trying to search for something I would never get. But that afternoon, miracle happened. I got on the internet, and for some reason, I got on the Association Christian School International website, which I never know before, and I get in touch with Mr. Wesher. He's a counselor there, and he tried to find me a school provider, board and room. But after 9/11, a lot of schools lost their ability to issue I-20, the paperwork for international students to apply for visa. And it seemed like I pray, but the Lord didn't want to answer my prayer. Probably it's not His plan for me to come back to America. But it turned out that his neighbor is a Bob Jones University student, and she suggested him to check out Bob Jones Academy. And Mr. Weschel got in touch with Mr. Burrow. He's an international admission counselor. Mr. Burrow had me to finish my paperwork 3 weeks before Bob Jones Academy starts. And it normally takes international 6 months to finish the paperwork, but God is just so great to me, and I'm so happy to be here. And the friend in the dorm in the academy is really nice to me. The teacher, faculty, and staff are willing to help me when I need. And I had the best whole little ever KD events. And I just realized that God is so great to me, and all things work together for good to those who love God and to those who were called according to His will. Thank you.
My name is Carol Knoll. I work in the president's office as a secretary. My husband Paul, who works here in safety services, suffered a stroke to the cerebellar part of his brain on Saturday, August 28th. When he was diagnosed on Monday, August 30th, around 5:30 p.m. by Dr. Mina, a neurosurgeon, she told us that it was critical that she operate as soon as possible to relieve the swelling in his brain. If she waited until Tuesday morning, he would be dead. I have been reading my Bible all day, and I have read through the book of Esther. I believed that Dr. Steidel had referred us to Dr. Mina for such a time as this. I told Dr. Mina this and told her to do whatever she needed to. She let me know that she was only an instrument and that God was in control. Paul had been struck by lightning on May 22nd and had survived. And I had faith that God was going to use Dr. Mina to keep him alive this time. Amidst the scurrying of getting the paperwork done for the surgery, I was able to make 2 phone calls. I called our son Robbie to let him know what was happening, and I called my friend Nori Gildersleeve. I had called Robbie earlier to let him know that we were at the hospital. So just before Paul was due to go to surgery, our son Raymond and his girlfriend arrived. Mr. Davis, who is the chaplain for BJU, arrived, and Dr. Gildersleeve, our friend. Terry, who was a Christian nurse, told us that we should probably wait downstairs in the surgery waiting area because it would be quiet there and we would be able to pray. On arriving downstairs, I was greeted by my pastor and his son-in-law. Before I knew it, there were 30 to 40 people who arrived to be a support to my family and to pray for the surgery. It was amazing. What an encouragement. When Dr. Mina came to let me know that the surgery had gone well, I told her that many people had been praying. She said everything had gone according to plan, and basically that she had operated just in time. The neurologist later told me that the type of stroke Paul had was usually fatal, but that miracles do happen. Nori had contacted the people in our former church in Illinois, and they were praying. There were people from church and from BJU who didn't come to the hospital praying too. God had answered these prayers. Paul spent almost 1 week in ICU, but Dr. Mina said that his recovery is ahead of schedule, and he's actually back at work, working part-time, and he's recovering well. God is so good. I am thankful for this opportunity to give God the glory for what He has done in Paul's life. God showed His love towards us through His people at this time of trial. My church supplied meals for the first 2 weeks while Paul was in the hospital, and then my office took over for about 4 days. As I mentioned earlier, the support at the hospital was amazing. The amount of get well cards that Paul received was amazing, and the amount of people who are praying for his recovery is amazing. God is answering their prayers. Thank you.
Hymn number 90, 90. We love Him because He first loved us. the mystery of salvation. We are saved by grace alone. This is my plea. Number 90.
Grace. Thy grace inspire. When I saw the cleansing fountain open wide for all my sin, I will praise Him. 217. Stand, please, to sing. The name of Jesus. Thank you.
name is Ashley Hale, and I'm a senior counseling major from West Virginia. When I was growing up, my sisters and I had always prayed faithfully for my grandparents' salvation. Every time prayer requests were taken, one of us would mention it, and then we would pray. We sent them letters and cards and witnessed to them, but we knew it was up to the Holy Spirit. My grandmother worked at a small cemetery in Boone County, West Virginia. Because of her job, she managed to hear the gospel message two or three times a week in burial services. When I was a senior in high school, my mom was out with my grandmother one day, and she again brought up the issue of salvation. It was on this day that my grandmother asked the Lord to save her. Now, she had joined in the efforts in praying for my grandpa's salvation. Because I had seen my God save my grandma after years of prayer, I believed that he could also save my grandpa. Last semester, I received word that my grandmother was very sick and that she didn't have much longer to live. The sickness was very sudden and hard. She was in and out of the hospital over a period of 2 or 3 weeks. While visiting with my grandma in the hospital, my grandpa felt ill as well. After some tests were taken, they found out that he too had cancer and wasn't expected to live much longer. Our prayers increased, not only for his health, but also for the salvation of his soul. A few weeks later, my mom called me crying. I really didn't know what to expect because recently news from home had not been good. But this was good news. That day, my grandfather, while lying in his hospital bed, had asked the Lord Jesus Christ to be his Savior. He was so excited. The first person he wanted to tell was my grandma. So he called up to another hospital room upstairs and shared the good news with her. Her response after tears was a quotation of an old song. "We'll walk the last mile together," she said. Finally, her husband could share the joy she had found in her Savior. 5 days later, my grandma passed away to be with her Savior forever. She had experienced salvation in her life and in the life of her true love, and now she could rest with her Lord. About a month later, when I was in Puerto Rico with a mission team, I received word that my grandfather had passed away as well. It was difficult not to be there with my family, but God's way and timing are so perfect. James 5:16 says, "The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much." The Lord has done much, and there's so much to be thankful for. Many have mentioned to me how it must be such a burden to have both grandparents pass away within a month's time. And they're right, it is. But to know that they are spending eternity with their Savior turns the burden into a greater blessing.
My God shall supply all my need according to his riches and glory. My name is Melinda Frazier, and I'm a senior financial management major from Edinburgh, New York. As I started the spring semester for the 2003-2004 school year, I knew that God would have to perform a miracle for me to come back to school. All 4 years, I've struggled with my school bill. My father is a sole proprietor, and my mom works as a home health aide. We don't have much money. Every semester, we would get on our knees and beg God for the money to come back to school. I knew that this semester was going to be a very big semester on our knees. I would need over $6,000 to come back to school. Every time I would go home, my mom would have jobs lined up for me, but they only lasted a couple of weeks and they were only minimum wage. I constantly asked the Lord, "How am I going to go back to school if I can only make $5.25 an hour?" As each day passed, the weight seemed to grow heavier on my shoulders, but the Lord knew what he was doing. My roommates and I in my prayer group constantly held this prayer request up to the Lord. We were sure that heaven's gates were full. As I went home this past summer, I knew that the Lord was going to have to perform some very big miracles in my life and my family's life for me to come back to school, and I willingly waited to see what his answers would be. Recently, my mom and my twin sister had started working for a 98-year-old lady, taking care of her during the day and during the night. My mom was very tired as this was her second job, and so I took over her night, and I would work a four-night shift and then have four nights off and go back on four. As I looked over my finances, I saw how much I would make, but how much I still lacked. And I asked the Lord, through any means possible, to fill those hours with work. It was a very chaotic summer as I went to summer school, helped my sister plan her wedding, worked a part-time day job, and a full night job. But I still asked the Lord if He would grant me more work so that I could come back to school. Each night as I went to work, I would thank the Lord for the money I would make that night. As each day passed, when someone would need someone to work for them, they'd call, and willingly I'd go in. Right before my sister's wedding, I started a six-night pull, working six nights, having two off, and going back on four. It was one of the hardest times I had ever done, because 3 days later was my sister's wedding. The summer was very full, with summer school and everything that had to be done. The Lord knew what He was doing. At the end of the summer, when I started to look over my finances and saw God's provision, I didn't know what to say. God had provided so much for me this summer. I needed $6,000 to come back to school. The Lord provided over $7,000 for me. I felt so ashamed. I'd already had to sit out one term, and I didn't want to sit out another, but I was willing. I'd already come up with Plan B in case coming back to school, Plan A, didn't work. However, my God knew what He was doing. The Lord provided over $7,000 through my job this summer, and though I was exhausted and worn to the bone, this fall semester never looked so exciting.
Hymn number 4, we'll sing the first and last stanzas, first and last, number 4. Praise to the Lord the Almighty, He is King of creation. We'll stand to sing number 4.
With a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank You with all of our hearts for this day, for the privilege to set it aside for communion with You, and for the work that You've already begun to do in answer to these requests before they were asked. We thank You for the promises of Your word. Thank You, Lord, for the love of Your hearts for we, Your children. And thank You for Your desire to do what brings You most glory and is best for our lives.
You've been listening to the Chapel Hour, coming to you from the campus of Bob Jones University. On today's program, you heard a special praise service featuring testimonies of answered prayer. For a cassette copy of today's program, send a check for $6 to Campus Store, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina 29614. Be sure to ask for the praise service. The Chapel Hour has been sponsored by Bob Jones University.